Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Angel Ali. She's an herbalist, acupuncturist, and author of Ali Optimal Wellness. Angel, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher. I appreciate you having me on. It's very nice to do this and spend this time with you and get to know you.
So I already know that our listeners will be blown away because in this world of the social media, instant gratification, post every single picture you have of your life, it's cool, it's sweet, it, you know, dopamine level is great, but you really are a pioneer in that you've been doing the herbal type stuff for quite some time. And I only say that because I want you and your story to differentiate from the vast array of people out there. And not to say that the people out there aren't helpful, but I really love when I talk to people like yourself who really have an actual long-term understanding of this world, because I meet so many people out there that are promoting this stuff. And I frankly don't know if they have the depth. And for you, let's just start with you. When did you realize you had this deep desire to help people, whether with traditional Oriental medicine or acupuncture? Tell us the origin story.
Oh, wow. That's a big, big, long question. Okay. So let's see. I was very young when I discovered how much I was intrigued and inspired by the human body. I thought it was amazing. And I wanted
to... What do you mean? When you're 6 years old and you were like running down your block and you realize your heart pumping and your feet were... I mean, describe a story to share with us.
Okay, so I remember being like 12 years old in the doctor's office. My mom brought me to the doctor because I thought I was feeling sick. And I remember sitting on the little exam table, and Dr. Freeman, I can say that because I'm sure he's retired by now, said, okay, we're going to give you an antibiotic. And I said, what's it going to do to me? And he said, well, it's going to make you better. I said, no, what's it going to do in my body? And he said, well, it's just going to make you better. And he could not explain to me what that antibiotic was going to do. And there was something wrong with that. I knew the antibiotic wasn't natural. I knew I
didn't like
it.
How did you know that? At 12? I mean, that's very precocious.
Well, because the doctor had to write a note for you to get it. You couldn't go to the grocery store and buy it.
So you're right? That present, so like you're that self-aware. I mean, again, I'm just complimenting you. Like, yeah. 12 years old, I'm like playing video games. But in your case, you already knew that, no.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, that, and everybody has their gifts, right? It's like Dumbo. The story of Zumbo, everybody has their gifts. Everybody has their gift and their perception. And my perception was, there's something wrong with that. I don't want that in my body. And that's all really all I knew. Okay. I mean, I didn't know anything else about it. I was 12 years old, but I did know that I wasn't going to take it. I did not take it. And I knew my body would get better. Of course, my mom wasn't happy about it, but I did. I got better. So there was that. When I was 14, I became a vegetarian because I wanted to make choices for my body to take care of myself in the best way I could. I wasn't a very educated vegetarian because there wasn't a lot of information at that time about it. But, you know, I made what I thought was the better choices about not eating red meat, not having any milk or milk products. You know, and I would eat a lot of vegetables. I'd eat chicken. I'd eat fish. You know, and that went on for a few years. So I was always intrigued by the human body. I always wanted to learn more and to take good, great care of myself. And then at a point, I became an acupuncturist herbalist because I wanted to help people really change their health and have a healthy lifestyle, because I knew it was possible, because the human body is amazing and will always heal itself. You just have to right things sometimes when things have gone out of balance.
Well, but they also need someone like you to guide them along, right? But what I'm surprised and curious about is, again, going back to your 12-year-old story or even 14, that's quite young to already have that tenacity, determination, and willpower to do that. Do you feel that's something that you were born with, or you had great parents? Or, like, I want our listeners to know that they can hopefully be like you too. So what do you think it was? You just think it was this internal, but like your mom could have easily said, no, take the antibiotic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she could have. She could have. No, I think that was one of my gifts. You know, every person has their slant and their view, and I think people are born a lot of who they're supposed to be, right? But that, I think that was always me. So I always had that interest and that bent. And so I think that was just me. And then that's what became, you know, that's who I grew into more and more. And then when I became in acupuncturist herbalist, even my practice is very, very different. I have an herbal pharmacy of over 300 individual herbs.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I custom make my herbal formulas for my patients.
Wow.
So that makes me very different from most other acupuncturist herbalists, even in Los Angeles, California, where there's a lot of us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just based on your bio and how long you've done it for, when you, there's a book called it's like a Superman, like how to be Superman, like decoding Superman, but essentially the high performance. And so they always talk about you have to constantly learn. And so for you, you have 300 plus herbs. And now many people know that acupuncture herbs, so much of this has been studied in the Western world of science, but for many, many years, it wasn't. They always like, yeah, we don't know enough of this. But now I'm curious, how did you make that transition from right now it's much more acceptable, but back then, even like 10 years ago, I don't think people were as keen on it. So what I'm asking is, you're a pioneering woman, you're a pioneering person. How did you share with your clients this? Because what I'm really trying to find out these gems of wisdom so that the people listening could say, what? I want to be like Angel, where they have a product or service or gifts, but it's still, they want to make a business out of this. So for you, how did you actually make a business out of this?
By studying a lot, by learning a lot all the time. So these over 300 individual herbs in my pharmacy, each one of them can do more than 10 things in the body. And it's all because of the phytonutrients in the plants. So I study a lot. I study all the time. And nowadays, you're right. People are more accepting of herbs and acupuncture. I've been in this business. I've had my license for 27 years at this point, and this is 2020. So I've had my license for 27 years. There are books out now that literally will show you the molecular structure of the herbs. These books used to not exist when I first got my license. And based on those molecular structures, we know what those herbs can do in those in the body, right? Because of those molecular structures, like this certain herb mimics the looks like, you know, this other plant molecule and attaches to these receptor sites, and these are the effects it has, right? There's a science behind the herbs now, and that's what I absolutely love. And that's taken me a long way. That's why I know that my full body 30-day vegan cleanse program makes a difference, because of the phytonutrients in the herbs, in the formulas I designed. All this science, all the scientific research that I did for my products that are, it's a brain thing, herbal latte mixes, I know the science behind the herbs, every single herb in those three formulations that I created. So that's how you make a successful business. You find where your passion is, just like you. You find where your passion is, and you study it, and you study it, and you study it.
Yeah, that's great advice, Andrew. Relative to one specific element that many people have, including myself, is skin. What do you say to people that have skin issues, whether acne or other types of things?
Skin
that might be a very long-ended question.
No, I can make that pretty short. Skin issues are usually a result of what's going on inside your body, because the skin is your largest organ, right? And this is your largest organ, and it is an organ for detoxification. If things are not coming out, one end or the other, right? You have orifices where that are in your body, they're supposed to come out, right? They're either going to come out your mouth like projectile vomiting, or they're going to come out the other end, right? But if you have a buildup of toxins, like which are waste products from bacteria or chemicals from processed foods, fast foods, built up in your intestinal tract that impact your liver, well, if it's not coming out as much as it needs to from one end or the other, it's going to come out on your skin. So skin problems are usually the result of what's happening mostly in the large intestine. And that's where people do see a big difference using my full body 30-day vegan cleanse program. I've had people come up to me and say, oh my God, when I was on your cleanse, I was complimented on my skin. I was sitting in a bar, one woman told me, I was sitting in a bar and someone came up to me and told me, wow, your skin is so beautiful. And she was on my full body 30-day vegan cleanse at the time. So skin is really a reflection of what's going on inside.
So obviously I would encourage everyone to buy your 30-day cleansing thing, but what's the one or a few things in the thing that at least you can give a little taste? Is it like what kind of foods that they should really be mindful of not to eat, or what to eat?
So that program is called Full Body 30-Day Vegan Cleanse. It was based on 20 years in practice of helping my patients get better. And that was after my patients for 20 years were telling me, oh, you have to write this down. You have to write this down. Everything I was telling them. So I finally got a chance to write that all down. It's all in the book. So the program is a book that leads you through day by day and step by step of what to eat with four herbal formulas that I made. And so the big thing is it's a vegan cleanse. So it's eat food, eat real food, eat plants, because the plants have those phytonutrients that our bodies need. And that's what makes a difference to your health.
And you mentioned phytonutrients a few times. What does that mean?
They're nutrients in plants.
Okay, so literally just means plants that have these nutrients that we should all be eating, but many of us don't.
Right, right. Phyto means plant and then nutrients.
I'm a quite ignorant man. That's why I don't even know. That's why I have people like you on the show.
No. Your gifts are somewhere else, right? Why you talk to different people because people have, we all have these different experiences. Yeah. So the phytonutrients in plants are what you're going to hear more and more about in the coming 20, 30 years because of all the research that's being done. The phytonutrients supply our bodies with things that you can't get from, that your bodies need that we only get from plants. It's not the same as the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the vitamin A, the B vitamins. Those are different. Those are vitamins and there's minerals also in plants. But it's the phytonutrients like the lutein, which helps eyes. The lutein is found in tomatoes, the lycopene, the zeaxanthin, substances like that, which are the phytonutrients that have many other functions in our bodies and even produce enzymes that we need to break things down. These are all the phytonutrients that truly support the health of our cells.
Like, love that. Love that. Anjel, thank you so much for being on our show. I hope our listeners know that when you ask someone a question and they can answer that with multiple depths of substance, awareness, and knowledge, that is someone that's very learned. And I say that because I meet so many people that say they're an expert in this and say they're an expert in that, but you ask two or three questions down, they're literally clueless or they're fumbling or they can't answer quickly. And so when you meet someone like you, Anjel, I appreciate you because of the fact that not only have you done it for so long, but you can actually articulate that in a very concise fashion, because we live in a world that there's so many people that are promoting something and there's nothing wrong with promotion, but I just see so many people that don't have depth. And if you actually took the time to sit down and write down what you've done, it'll allow people to be more convinced and persuaded by you, because the best persuasion is no persuasion, meaning you've compelled me. I mean, I want to buy your product and program, not because you're selling me anything. You're just sharing your level of depth of knowledge. And I hope listeners really learn from you as an example, not just for what you've been doing with herbs, but just how you communicate that. Because like I said, I don't really meet enough people that have that depth, and that should be a common thing, but frankly, it's not. So Anjel, thanks again. How can our guests connect with you and just learn and grow and change their lives with you?
Oh, thank you, Christopher. So my website for my full body vegan cleanse is called, the website is Full Body Vegan Cleanse. They can order it through there. They can order it and the brain latte mixes through my office, which is phone number 310-838-4024. And they can also follow me on Instagram. That is vegan_cleanse Anjel Ali. And Anjel is spelled A-H-N-J-E-L.
Anjel, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Christopher. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.